morning, this is Michelle and Ashley with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland renters may be able to refuse to allow property owners and agents to keep copies of their identity documents, a reform that is being introduced in Parliament today. Restrictions are also proposed to be placed on the number of supporting document owners and agents can request in a rental application, reducing the detail asked of renters. The bill will also include a ban on rent bidding and make a step towards creating a rental code of conduct.
The Queensland government rescinded its decision to let Adani exclude Claremont locals from work at the Carmichael mine. Under current Queensland law, companies are banned from having a 100% fly-in, fly-out workforce if there is a nearby regional community within 125 kilometres. Adani says the law is an improper exercise of power that restricts their freedom to choose who they may employ and from what locations. Adani has now abandoned the case, but it is unlikely that this will be the end of the dispute.
In national news, the U.S. Justice Department is now considering a plea deal to bring the Julian Assange case to an end, allowing Mr. Assange to plead guilty to a lesser charge of mishandling classified information. However, Assange's lawyer, Barry Pollock, is doubtful that his criminal charges will be downgrading, saying the United States is continuing with determination to seek his extradition on all 18 of his charges. Assange is currently in prison in the United Kingdom, awaiting a British court decision on his possible extradition to the US.
A group of schoolchildren on a geography excursion in Port Phillip Bay in Melbourne were rescued from a burning boat this morning. Fortunately, no one was injured as a nearby ferry was able to carry out the rescue. Police have confirmed that they aren't treating the fire as suspicious. More details on this case are yet to come.
In international news, the Gambian Parliament has voted to repeal a ban on female genital mutilation passed in 2015. The ban provided legal protection for millions of girls, making it punishable by up to 3 years in jail. FGM is a common religious and cultural practice, the process involving the cutting and removal of the clitoris and labia minora of young girls between ages 10 to 15. Legislators argued the ban breached citizens' rights to practice their culture and religion. Activists, however, argue that an overwhelming amount of those pushing the ban to be overturned are men who don't have the same lived experience as women who have suffered do. They say the proposed legislation reverses years of progress and risks damaging the country's human rights record.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.